For those, as Marla, you would represent Carrie, could you just extend hands of blessing to these three, that the Lord would guide them as they enter into this new season. So let's join together in celebrating them and blessing them in the name of Jesus. So Father, it is good. You have told us in your word to rejoice with those who rejoice, to celebrate with those who celebrate. And so Father, in the name of Jesus, we do celebrate with Rowan, and we celebrate with Kyrie, and we celebrate with Leah. Father, thank you for all that you have done in their lives to this point. Father, we bless that work and we bless them in the name of Jesus. And Father, as Rowan heads to Appalachian State, as Kyrie engages in nursing, as Leah continues in the ministry that you've called her here to here and in her own community, would you, Lord, grace them with your grace? Would you pour out the love of the Father upon them in a fresh way? Father, would the approval of Jesus be heard over them today? And God, may the next season of their lives, Lord, be fruitful. May you strengthen them. May you care for them. May you literally loose angels to guard around them and to walk with them. Would you protect their hearts and their minds in Christ, and would you form Jesus more and more in them? So, Father, thank you for them. We celebrate with them, and we bless them in your name. And, Father, in this morning, as we come together, we celebrate you. May you be lifted high, Jesus. May you receive the honor and the praise. And all God's people said together, amen, amen. Please remain standing as we worship the Lord.
We're going to begin our time of worship by just reflecting on how God has revealed himself to us through his creation. I'm going to read Psalm 33:6-9. It says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm."
Spinning a hell.
ashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you.
So, Lord, we find our delight in you and in you alone.
Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Old things have passed away. Your love has stayed. Constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead, breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest night. You've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. The hope have found their hope. The orphans now have a home. All that was lost has found its place in you. You lift our weary head. You make us strong. Took these rags and made us beautiful. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus.
not just be words that we sing, but take this time here to pour out your affection and devotion at the feet of Jesus. Jesus, we pour out our love before you because you first loved us. Lord, when we think about who you are and all that you have done, our natural response is to praise you and is to pour out our love at your feet. And so, Jesus, we thank you for your amazing love and the way that you have demonstrated it to us on the cross. We give you all the glory and the praise for that. Amen.
1 John 4:9-10 says, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins."
Sealed by heavy stones.
Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning? We want to continue in this space of praise and remembrance by observing and remembering what Jesus has done for us on the cross in his body and his blood, body broken and blood shed. If those who are going to serve, if they would come, and as they are coming, you may be seated as we would spend these next moments in a continued space of praise, in a continued space of worship, as we remember Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread and he broke it. And he told his disciples, "This is my body that is given and broken for you." And after supper, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." And as we sang, he is coming again, and until he comes again in those robes of white to take us to be with him forever, we are commanded until the Lord comes to remember, as often as we eat the bread and drink the cup, the Lord's death for our sin. You don't have to be a member of this church, even a regular attender of this church, but simply a member of the body of Christ, that you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The scriptures also talk about the fact that if there is anything that is we know that is not right between us and God or us and another believer, just to spend time letting that those elements pass, but to spend time with the Lord, just dealing with those before him. But we desire in these moments to continue in praise by remembering the Lord in the Lord's Supper.